You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Good morning. Welcome in Sports Radio 92. Today show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning. Thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it as always. Not very nice out there.
No word.
Bundle up. Bring an umbrella. Whatever. Park in the garage. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? All good. Did you park in the garage?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Brought an umbrella. Bundled up and brought an umbrella.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're out there, man, make sure you are safe and everything like that. It was a little slippery coming in this morning as I was driving to work. But, yeah, we're here in the house. Hopefully everybody's having a great Tuesday. As you said, the weather has flipped the script on
it's
us,
turned.
Andy.
Yeah. We knew it would.
We knew it would.
That was a little pre-spring teaser.
Yeah, that's all it was.
We always get it.
Yeah, to just do that little flip thing for them shouts to come out. Put them on for a couple days and then fold them and put them right back.
Yeah, just enough to trick some of the plants, you know? Some of the, like the little, we got little, what are they? Like daffodils coming up.
They look pretty, didn't they?
Tough break.
Look pretty.
Not when blooming quite
bloom
yet.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
They're just... Like, oh, wow, the sun's out and it's 75. We better come up and see it.
Yeah.
And they come up and now they're seeing this.
Yeah, man.
Probably going to die.
Just be careful.
RIP daffodils.
Just be careful out there in these streets and everything. But, yeah, I mean, interesting, you know, 1 day removed. No, 2 days removed from the Super Bowl. It's already, are the Eagles a dynasty? Talk, it started already.
Yeah, has a new dynasty begun as one dynasty ends?
Is Jalen Hurts on his way to the Hall of Fame now? Just, you know, the typical things that they go through it. And it was funny because we were just listening to Caleb's update, and he was talking about the Falcons and where they were as you know, as far as over the cap. You made a great analogy. All this crap, and they're over the cap, just like, and they're about to take one of the largest cap hits ever.
Yeah,
you know, yeah, it's it's trying. It's trying, Andy.
I know.
You know,
there's not a lot of downtime.
You know what I mean?
In the miserable life of a Falcons
fan.
Yeah, man.
You know, it's gonna be the damn off season.
At least it, like, yeah, all right. It ended. It sucked. Yeah. There was the not even glimmer. I will say the legitimate hope of the Penix, Bijan, London trio on offense to end the season. All right, all that's not. And then here comes Kirk. Super Bowl week, just to run his mouth and remind you of the disastrous situation you're in.
Yes.
All right, okay, whatever, Super Bowl's over. And then Caleb's like, off season begins, over the cap.
Dang it. Damn it, Caleb.
What are we supposed
Read
to
the
do?
Room.
Yeah, man.
Read the room, Caleb.
Just enjoy the quiet for a brief moment. Just take a breath, you know? Penix was down there at the Super Bowl representing the Falcons, doing interviews, you know, wearing his do-rag. Everyone's happy to see him and all that kind of stuff. No, it doesn't. It doesn't relax. It's unrelenting. It is. It's unrelenting. It's just it's the life they've chosen, and it is. It's unrelenting.
Boy,
no, you're right, though. It's so weird. Like, and I know what it is. It's the media environment that we're in as far as how things are talked about and consumed and all that kind of stuff. But it really does feel like there was such a minimal amount of time of, like, enjoyment of what happened.
Right.
And then immediately it's like, apply it to what it means for legacies and how can you discredit this or what can you say? Even, like, the team that won, I've seen so much stuff on social media, even coming from, like, the players and the teams and, like, real, like, not like trolls, like, real accounts that are like, are we the most disrespected champion of all time?
Like, what are you talking about?
What if you are? Like, so what if you are? You're a champion.
How the hell?
And they can't take it away from you.
How are you disrespected, though?
But like, I don't know. But like,
what do you get
for that? Like, do you get a bigger trophy if you can compile all of the people across the country that said what? That they thought you couldn't win the game against the Chiefs? Like, people are going to say stuff like that sometimes, you know? Like, people are going to have opinions. There's only two options. There's two teams in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
People pick the team that has won three out of the last four. Like, I don't think that that's crazy or disrespectful. You know what I mean?
Yes, I agree with you.
Like, they just didn't pick your team. And then you went out there and beat the hell out of the Chiefs and proved them wrong, and that's great. Like, I don't know. Like, proving – I don't know. I don't understand it. I don't get it. I don't know why having a parade and a trophy isn't enough. It also has to be, not only are we champions, we're the most disrespected champions. Yes. And that's a different trophy that we should get. And you slept on us, and we got it out of the mud, and you said this.
Y'all were like, 15 and damn two. All right.
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
come on,
they're,
man.
You're really good. Really good team. Really, really good team. Well-built team that's going to be around for a while. Of stars. Like,
yes.
Of like really great players that had success in college or previous stops in the NFL or in Philadelphia. Like, I don't know. I don't understand why it has to be more than – but whatever. Do what you got to do. Do what you got to do. You're champions. You can make your victory lap. But it just is weird that it's like, no, just enjoy it.
Yeah.
No, we can't enjoy it. We have to rub other people's noses in it while we're enjoying it.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a great trip because you look – Jalen had a lot of fun at Disney World yesterday. Really cool. Seeing the, I was just looking at it. It's like, damn, it's that many people at Disney on a Tuesday?
Yeah.
Like, damn, they make a hand on fish deal.
Yeah.
Like, that place was – like, unless they, like put, like, an ad out, come to Disney World for free today. I mean, it was – packed in there. Looked like the damn Super Bowl parade with so many damn people in there.
There's a reason why they can have multiple fireworks shows every single day. Yeah.
Every single day.
Because like, the money's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, they're not hurting.
No. Oh, no. Disney is all. Disney, all right.
They're doing fine.
They all right.
Yeah, that's a Tuesday in February.
Yeah.
Imagine, I mean, what's the busiest day? Like a Saturday in June or something?
Without a doubt.
I don't know what it
Without
is.
Without a doubt.
But it's all, I mean.
When is it not busy?
What's the difference? They're making $10 zillion every single day.
When is it not busy? That's all I say.
Yeah,
when is it not busy?
That's why Walt Disney had his head cryogenically frozen. When they figure it all out, he can use all that money and regenerate, and he can come back.
Might be.
Him and Ted Williams. Him and Ted Williams. Their heads are on ice together in some chamber somewhere.
Him and Ted.
Just because you know how billionaires are. They try to fight it till the very last minute.
No, but think about it, Buck.
Rhino placentas and
Buck,
stuff.
But then the
richest ones... I don't know.
If I had it, I would do everything to try. I'm not gonna sit up here in front and say I wouldn't be up there injecting my ass with some placenta from a damn giraffe. I would.
I don't know if I would.
Anything I can. If they say that's gonna make me younger, man, I'd be drinking shark, you know what? Everything. It didn't matter.
Just go gracefully into the night. You know what I mean?
I'm gonna try to stay and spend it all.
I don't believe in conspiracies often, but one that I actually buy is that the entire Frozen franchise that Disney put out is called Frozen. So now when you Google Disney Frozen, it's not Walt Disney's head that comes up on Google. It's Elsa and Anna.
Is that what it used to be?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I mean, because it was like that was if someone said to you Frozen and Disney in the same sentence, you'd be like, oh yeah, Walt Disney froze his head. And he's put it on ice, and he's going to try to come back as a cyborg.
Well, considering the first time that I've heard this was just a second ago.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, like this is, and now like they could have called it anything. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, what's the movie about the lady that had to do all the chores and then get the glass slipper?
Cinderella.
Yeah, they named the movie after the main character.
Right.
What's the movie about that? The lady that lived with the dwarfs and lived in the woods.
Snow White.
They named it after the character.
Right.
That movie's not called Elsa.
Frozen's based off an 1844 fairy tale.
Frozen.
Great job.
Called man. The Snow Queen.
Could have called it the Snow
Queen. Could have called it that, yeah.
Could have called it the Snow Queen. But instead you called it Frozen.
Yeah. I mean, hey.
It's one of the few that I actually buy.
All right. Well, I mean,
they were going to make the movies anyway.
Exactly.
They were going to make them anyway.
Hey, dog. Come on, man. It's been 3 years since you played this, dude. All right.
No, he played like a week ago.
I must have been having my headphones in. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, no, I believe that's a conspiracy theory that I believe.
Okay.
One that I don't believe and made fun of a lot last week was that the Super Bowl was rigged. Obviously, it wasn't because the team that people thought it was rigged for got blown out.
Yes.
The other thing that I didn't believe was that people said that they weren't going to watch the game. That also proved to be false. It's the most watched Super Bowl of all time.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
so there you go.
That's always, you know, man, that's always, I'm always like, whatever. Like, do you feel good if it isn't? I told you it wasn't going to be right.
I do wonder.
I'm always curious about that. Like that, but that goes back to me always wondering, why do you have to tell people what you ain't watching or what you ain't doing?
Yeah.
Like, do you feel better because you're telling us?
I suppose.
Nobody
like,
gives a damn.
If it was Bills fans like coping with their anger yeah. about losing the game, no one's going to watch it anyway. Maybe that makes you feel slightly better.
That's who all started it.
Yeah, because that's a grown man yeah. tantrum
yeah,
is what it
yeah,
is.
That's you're all, having, that's all,
you're having
that's,
a grown up
that's
tantrum.
That's for the most part who started it.
But then like, here's the thing.
Hope like, the NFL's happy.
You get to help choose and decide whether or not that's true by watching the game. And right. you know what you did? You probably watched
it. You probably watched it.
Yeah, you tuned in.
You know your ass was sneaking up there like in the room or like peep your head around the corner because you know you're somebody was in the house watching.
Somebody was watching you're it. Like, or a neighbor was. Maybe you looked through the window and saw they had it on. I don't know. I also saw that ratings peaked during halftime, which... Not surprising.
No, not at all.
I think that has to do with the score a little bit, but also people wanted to see what was going to happen at
yes,
halftime.
Even though you knew what was going to happen.
And then they did.
Yeah.
131 million people got to see him call him a pedophile.
Yeah, man. It's tough. But it's one of those things where, you know, it's I would think that it's over, but who knows, man. Everything is so, I got to get mine instead of just taking an L. Like, you just can't take an L and go about your biz no more. You got to make sure that you go down swinging. I mean, all right, we'll see how this ends and how it goes and everything. But yeah, I'm not surprised that the game was highly rated. It's a damn Super Bowl.
It is.
It's the damn Super Bowl.
People really. Yeah. And this is going to be a wild one. I'm throwing wild ones out there today with conspiracy theories and stuff. People really like football.
Yes, they really do.
Yeah,
it's
they love watching it.
And it's on TV. And it's amazing, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's amazing that you know you have a rematch. Nobody's going to watch it, and yet it's still breaking records. And hell. Who knows? Next year might break that one.
And it wasn't a good game.
It wasn't.
Like, it wasn't even a good football game. And this is the highest watched rematch. Team's been in the Super Bowl 4 out of 5 years. Yeah, people are going to watch it.
Yeah. I mean, I just love the conspiracy thing, though. Just like, oh, yeah. Now
oh,
I
the
mean,
Frozen thing?
No. The whole rig thing. Like that. What now? What now? That's my only thing. What
oh,
now?
Yeah, there'll be something new. Yeah, and I'm sure people are also like, they heard us.
Oh, yeah. That's what
we were on to them.
Oh, the taking credit?
Yeah, yeah. We were on to them and yeah. we exposed them publicly.
Yeah.
And they had to be like, oh, no, they found this. They know we found the script.
Yeah.
So they have to rig it the other way to try to throw us off the scent. We're not fooled. We're still on you.
Whatever.
If the Chiefs are back in there next year, then we know.
Yeah.
Then we know that it actually is rigged. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to tell folks that thought that was true. Keep watching, keep listening. I guess if you are,
that's what
please keep listening.
That's what I'll do. I was thinking about like
this show's
like
rigged you look to at, entertain you.
At Devontae Smith. This dude got a Heisman, yeah. National Championship, and now first round draft pick, and then you know Super Bowl champion. That's just and you look. I remember they had a story on because he's slight of built, but he's always been small.
Yeah, he's a little.
And people always overlooked him. This dude is a Heisman Trophy winner, mm-hmm. an international champion, a Super Bowl winning receiver. Sixth overall in the NFL draft receiver. Mm-hmm. I mean, this dude, and he just goes about his business.
Yeah.
He just goes about his business.
He's now one of five guys in the history of football to have a national championship, a Heisman Trophy, and a Super Bowl.
Wow.
I don't know who the other four are.
I think Reggie Bush is one of them.
I always hate when you're that person.
Yeah, I know Reggie Bush
would have
has
to be Reggie,
one.
Yeah, because he got one. All those, yeah. all three of those things. Did Desmond get a national champion? He didn't.
No, he did not.
Charles Woodson kind of got a national championship.
It is one.
Yes.
He won the Heisman. He won Super Bowl with Green Bay.
Yeah, okay.
So that's three.
So he's one.
That's three.
I'm
trying to think. When you go quarterback? It has been not quarterback.
I don't know. Probably we got to go far back.
Yeah, we got to go way back.
I don't know who they are. But anyway, that's
just,
nice.
Just a great
nice
career,
to have for
man.
Devontae.
Just a great career that he's had, man. And, I mean, you look at it. I think they were saying the Eagles were writing like $8 million of cap space. And so.
Just to bring it full circle. Because that's kind of where we started, right? But that really is, though, the whole point of this, isn't it? It's good franchises stay good because they're run the right way
right.
and they're always planning for the future and they're always handling their business like that. Like the Eagles are a very well-run franchise. There's a reason why they've been in the Super Bowl, four times in the last 20 years? Two times in the last 3 years, three times in the last decade. Like, there's a reason why their blips are bad years.
Yes.
Their blips are when they fell off the rails at the end of the
year
last year.
Agreed.
Then there's franchises that their blips are good years.
Yes.
Every once in a while, you luck up and get a good year.
100%.
You have a terrible year and everything falls apart and your quarterback is cooked and all that stuff and you're over the cap. Just the difference between good, well-run franchises and poorly run franchises.
100%, dude.
The Eagles are clearly very well-run.
Yes.
The Falcons, unfortunately, are not. So that's why they are where they are.
Yep. And you can't build what they got in one offseason.
No.
That is a consistent adding
that's
to
a culture.
And culture. Yeah. Exactly.
That's a culture. All right, we'll come back. We'll get into what's trending here to kick off the show. Hawks win again. Undefeated since the trade deadline. I don't know. I mean, plan the parade. No, I'm just kidding. We'll come back and talk about last night, though. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Trey will bring it back out. Still plenty of time. 12 on the 24. He shoots a three, and he's got it. Trey Young, at the right moment, hits a three-pointer, his first of the night, and the Hawks lead by 5, 104-99. 5 minutes to go in the game.
I took a little bit to think about it, called my little brother, and then we decided that it was a great idea to go out there and represent. Like, if it was just about me, it would be different. And I may feel a different way, but it's not just about me. It's about everybody else around me and, I mean, the city and everybody that's a part of this that helped me get here. It's not just about me. So those are the people and the reason why I accepted it and why I'm going out there. So.
All right. So
has anybody ever
that's kind of two different things right there.
Has anybody ever turned it down?
I don't know.
Well, I was curious.
I'm not sure.
Yeah,
and turned it down would be for folks that are just kind of hearing Trey's answer there. Trey was named to the All-Star game as an injury replacement for Giannis yesterday. Kind of the commissioner gets to name that replacement. Same reason he made the All-Star game last year when guys were hurt. He was sort of the, I don't know what you call it. It's not commissioner's exempt list, but you know what I mean. Yeah. It's the commissioner's All-Star pick. And he said the same thing last year. It was like, yeah, I mean, I'm going to go. I want to represent the Hawks and the city and the fans and all that stuff. I think that's the right thing to do.
Right.
Yeah. I guess the part about, like, if it was just about me, I guess maybe then you maybe take a protest stand.
Yeah,
that's like, I should be here anyway.
That's why I was curious. I was like,
people like me and want to see me, so I'll go.
Has anybody ever turned it down and everything? I mean, it's a big deal for him to go.
Why would you? Why would you turn it down?
Because of how he feels. Got traded. You know, and so, I mean, it works differently for different athletes and everything like that. I'm glad he is going. I'm glad he accepted to go. And obviously, I love what he was saying about the city, and he's taking Atlanta with him out there, and I love that part of it and everything. And last night, I mean, they scrapped their way to a nice win, man. They needed that win. And, you know, we'll have Mike Conte here. He had a funny tweet last night about the streaks this team has been on, just the ups and downs, the roller coasters of, you know, like when these three coming off of a 9 out of 10 and all those different things, man. And it's just where you're going to have this team. But you got to find ways to win games that even though they don't have Jalen and you traded Hunter and all those guys, you're still like in that same realm with Orlando and those teams like that. The thing that you're more kind of like on the same playing field with. And so if you win those games, that's a great thing. And I thought last night they just found a way to get it done. You know, Trey was He was a little sloppy with the ball early on.
Well, they made him sloppy.
They were trapping with big bodies too. And so even though you're trying to maybe go around him, their arms are so long they were getting balls and getting deflections and everything.
But it was a good strategy by the Magic, because the second half the Hawks took the ball out of his hands a lot, and you know Trey's better off the ball than he was, but he's still not a great off the ball player. And so you get the ball out of his hands, that's how he scores 19 points. You know, he had 19 and 8 last night.
Yep.
That's an off night for Trey. He had 9 turnovers because they trapped his ass like crazy in the first half. And they didn't have an answer for it.
That bunk, you know, because that was in that call right there, Steve Holman, you know, it was his first 3 of the game. I thought after that, because of how they were trapping him, he was shooting so much faster than he needed to. I thought he took a couple, like 3 or 4 ill-advised threes during that stretch, but it didn't hurt the team. They were able to get it done at the end. And now you're looking at a 3-game win streak, like you said, getting to see some of these
4 out of 5.
Getting some of these new guys who are going to be here acclimated. And you know, it's going to be like this, though. They're going to go on another losing streak. We know this. You know, it's just how this team is. It's not a great team. It's an all-right team. Just like the team they played last night. I mean, Orlando has more talent when you look at Van Carroll. This dude is an animal. That's why we were talking before the show. That's a big-ass dude.
Van Carroll's huge.
He's a big dude.
He's huge. Franz Wagner's huge, too.
Big dude.
Both those guys are.
And then watching
the problem is they got nothing else.
Yeah, and then watching them switch off the Trey, you're like, damn, they power over Trey and everything. And so watching that last night, it was funny because every time they would try to get him in a screen and roll, obviously, he's like looking at Trey's looking like, okay, I'll stand up to you, big dude. But hey,
this guy's either gonna back me down or shoot over me.
Yeah, one of the two.
Switch.
Hurry up.
Come on, hurry up,
damn it. That was a funny thing about last night. But the win, that's all that matters.
Yeah, they won the game.
Won the game.
And I think honestly, you know, just
where are they at now?
They're eighth.
Eighth, okay.
Yeah, and you kind of look at the East, like they're still right in that murky middle of the Eastern Conference. Yep. Like they're in eighth at seventh. They're 4 games out of fourth.
Yep.
You know, the Pacers, Bucks, Pistons, Heat, Hawks, Magic are all kind of similar.
Yeah. And you look at where the Bucks are, Giannis is going to be out for a minute.
Giannis going to be out.
I know you still have Dame, and what a shootout that was last night with him and Steph. But yeah, at the same time, you don't have the best player. The inconsistency, it's pretty much Boston and Cleveland. We understand that. I mean, the Knicks are good, but the Knicks will fall off because of, you know, how most Tibbs teams do, or as far as running them to the ground. The Pacers, not worried to worry about the Pacers, but yet you still got to, you know, they are former opponents. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. They're all right. They're right there in a situation where if how this season is playing out in the Eastern Conference, outside of those two teams, those top two teams, this thing is going to fluctuate.
Yeah, well, and that's why when you look at what they did at the deadline, like it wasn't the most – it wasn't the most exciting return for DeAndre Hunter, but it also wasn't nothing because you can't just get future stuff back right now because you don't have your own draft pick.
Right.
Like, there's no point in leaning into losing basketball games, and obviously they're not trying to do that anyway. But that's why you get guys back like Niang and LeVert and Terrence Mann, who can actually come off the bench and help you. And they all came off the bench last night. They all played pretty damn good last night off the bench, too. And Mo Gay in the starting lineup. I'm just kind of interested to see how they swing that, because obviously Niang was in the starting lineup the other night. Mo Gay was in the starting lineup last night. He had a couple threes early, which was kind of nice to see. He's intriguing. He's an intriguing prospect. Mo Gay.
Why is that?
Just has kind of a lot of tools.
He got skills.
He can shoot. He can block shots. He's not like bulky, but he's long. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like he's kind of the prototype of a guy who can help you. Like right. He can play some defense.
And this is nothing but valuable experience for him. And we've already talked about how much you need Richey to be as, even if you lose it, just get aggressive and be aggressive offensively.
By the way, Caris LeVert, related to the LeVert family.
Oh, really?
Yeah, third cousins.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's the line where you can't kiss them. So, yeah.
Yeah. How close is it?
What?
How many cousins removed do you have to be before you can kiss them?
I would have.
Because they're third cousins.
Yeah, you can't kiss your third cousin. Yeah, none of that right there. You'll definitely have a 12-toe baby.
Yeah, you probably have some birth stuff there.
Yeah, you have a 12-toe baby.
Fifth?
I can't do it. If I seen you at the family union, we had the same family union shirt on, I ain't kissing.
Yeah, I feel like if I know we're cousins.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Because I don't really, honestly, what's the difference between first cousins and third cousins? I don't know what
I guess
it is.
The amount of extra toes.
Like, I really don't. Like, I guess your first cousin is like, so my mom's brother's kids. Yes. That's my first cousin.
Yes.
Well, who are my third cousins? And who are my second cousins?
It's all lineage, dude. It's all.
That goes into like your cousin's kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or something. Still, I'm not even sure if a third cousin is actually even blood related.
Okay, so nobody knows then?
Bloodlines.
You guys don't know either, what you're saying.
One of us might know.
Oh, boy, here he is.
Do you want to actually know?
I like Randy's answer was, it's lineage. thank you.
Whatever, man. If you're at the family reunion, if your name on the family reunion shirt, you...
No, if I've seen you at the family reunion, for sure.
We're not going to do that.
But you might make you might accidentally make a mistake and not know.
Make a mistake?
Well, you never know. You know, you like go to college and all of a sudden.
Well, I mean, I understand that.
Like, oh my God, it turns out we're related.
I understand. There was a couple in high school. They were together since we were
especially you live in a small town.
Yeah, it's Fort Valley.
Yeah.
And then, like, I think, like, right before graduation, they kind of found out they were related. All those, like, they've been together since we were in 10th grade. And, right before graduation.
Well, think about
it's Fort Valley.
Daenerys Targaryen and Jon Snow.
Well, they did that on purpose.
Turns out he didn't even know at all. He didn't know he was related to Ned Stark.
Yeah, man.
And then all these years later, it turns out he's been having incest.
Yep.
Fighting dragons or whatever he was doing. I don't know.
That was their thing, though. They want to keep the blood pure.
Well, the Targaryens love incest. Yeah. They're big on that. Me, over here, firmly anti-incest. You guys on board with that one?
Yeah. I think we are. I think we can get a consensus.
You got a consensus on that one?
The Vikings didn't roll that way.
The Vikings?
Yeah, they didn't roll the incest way.
Yeah.
They didn't care about keeping their blood pure.
Nah, we're pillaging. Luka made his debut last night for the Los Angeles Lakers. They had to pull a college basketball game that had 10 minutes left in it off the air.
Really?
People were furious. I wasn't. I wanted to watch Luka.
Well, I mean.
Put Luka on. I don't care about this Baylor game.
And you got to think about what happened. They moved the game, the previous game, because they thought Luka was going to play. And hell, LeBron or him didn't even play the damn game. So they had egg on their face. They had to scramble.
You got a lot of Jackson Hayes.
They had to scramble and get another college basketball game on the report. So yeah, it was a whole thing when you're trying to get marquee stars on the biggest stage and everything like that. And
you watch any of it?
I tried to, dude. I was just like, you know what? I'm gonna go to bed. But
I watched the first half.
I think that just watching the highlights, Luka, and I listened to what JJ, the head coach JJ Redick, was saying about it. He might have been a little nervous. Just
maybe.
a little nervous debut with the Lakers and everything. I mean, obviously they're playing the Jazz, which is perfect for them to do that and everything. And I saw LeBron text him, was like, you can come, you could be introduced last.
Yeah, it was cool. They did that.
That was pretty cool. They let him do that. But yeah, I mean, they're still going to have to fill each other out and things like that. I saw the beautiful outlet pass that he had to Luka. I mean, that Luka had to LeBron. But I mean, they're going to be all right offensively. Hey. It's the defense.
Mm-hmm.
If you're telling me Jackson Hayes is your anchor. Y'all in trouble.
You're
in trouble.
Yeah. I'll say this. He looked a little gassed.
Well, I mean, he
hadn't played in a while.
He plays since Christmas.
He hadn't played in a while.
You know, he hasn't played since Christmas and things like that. And, I think that, once he gets more and more acclimated and things like that, I mean, Austin Reeves is like, he is continuously getting better and better.
Hachimura's playing really good right now, too.
I mean, you're good with that. It's the bigs. It's the bigs, and you know there's nobody out there,
right? Like, well, yeah, like they tried and they got screwed.
And that right there is crazy because now you got the Hornets that are getting the NBA involved now with this trade. Like he wasn't damn as good when he left.
Yeah, the Hornets
must have happened on the plane.
He got damaged in transport.
Yeah,
like everybody says whenever they send something, you know.
Yeah, man.
Send some package. Yeah. It broke.
He got hurt on y'all plane. He didn't get hurt on our line.
Would you guys have some turbulence?
Yeah, man.
What happened? He was fine when he left Charlotte.
That's gonna be interesting, right there.
Yeah, man. Hopefully, if I'm him, I like advocate hard to get that thing to go through.
Yeah,
it's like I'll be fine. Come on, just please let me come. Don't send me back to Charlotte. Yeah. Please let me come be a Laker.
That's gonna be interesting.
All right, Mike Conti's gonna join us next. We'll talk to him a little bit about what the Hawks have looked like since the trade deadline. Get his thoughts on the Super Bowl as well, of course, as still sort of reacting to what happened on Sunday. This hour is brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast. PadleyBuys.com. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game midday show. Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday late morning, 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. This hour brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast. PadleyBuys.com. Mike Conti joins us at 11:40 on Tuesdays. Hello, Mike.
What up, Mike? How are we doing, guys?
Good.
Good to see you.
Good. Nice to see the Hawks playing. I mean, certainly better. They lost 8 in a row, 9 out of 10, all that. And then the trade deadline comes, and a little bit disappointing, I think, probably for some folks to see DeAndre Hunter on the way out and what you got back for him. But now they're 3-0 since the trade deadline, so go figure.
I guess I'm still in the minority on this DeAndre thing. Like, he was having a good year, without question. But he was having a good year coming off the bench. Did you see what he did last night for the Cavaliers?
Yeah, it's like 12 or something, 15.
Yeah, he had 12 points and one rebound and five fouls in 23 minutes. That's about, I think, what he's going to be as a starter for that team. And what did he get back in the totality? First of all, you got DeAndre's contract pushed down, okay? He was going to be owed $25 million next year. That gives you a lot of room to do something this offseason. With all due respect to Bogey, great guy, fan favorite, teammates loved him. Bogey was having a horrible year.
Yeah, he had fallen off a cliff for whatever reason.
Yeah, for reasons unknown.
Yeah.
So now you've moved that aside, and in totality, you bring in LeVert, Mann, and Niang, and you get the space this offseason with the Hunter contract being gone. I think the Hawks did pretty well, to be totally honest with you. Plus, we aren't talking about the X factor. That the Alpha Kaba draft rights are back home where they belong.
I think only you and me get that joke.
They're
but
back
I like
home
that
where
joke.
They belong.
They drafted a guy 60th overall like 8 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was never going to play in the NBA then. His name's Alpha Kaba.
Okay.
Me and Mike were doing that draft.
Okay.
And then they traded his rights, which we didn't even know about.
Yeah.
And then they got him back for Zeller when they traded Zeller.
Where is he at?
Europe? I'm honestly guessing continents at this point.
Not very close to the NBA is where he's at right now.
As close to the NBA as he's ever been. Yes, all that is correct. We said this last week, and this is sort of my take on all of it, is, okay, well then, we'll check in 6 months and see how that money gets spent.
Yeah, and that is very fair.
That's how this gets decided, I guess. Like, if that's what it is.
Very, very fair.
If it's, we cleared all this space to do all this stuff, it's like, all right, well, let's see what the stuff is.
Totally correct. And when the Hawks have had the ability to go out and do stuff before, like use that John Collins trade exemption, they didn't use it.
Right.
So that is very, very fair. But I think short term, the Hawks have made their second unit a lot better. Now, here's what's really interesting, guys. If you look at the Eastern Conference right now, 4-9, do you know the Hawks, only 4 games, or maybe even 3, it's close, 3 or 4 games in the win column out of the 4 seed right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the schedule that they're going to play coming out of the All-Star break, and tomorrow against New York, that'll be tough. But when you look at what they have coming out of the All-Star break, the Hawks are going to play all of those teams in that mix, in some cases multiple times, and mostly all at home. So they've got a couple games with Orlando coming up. They've got Detroit. They've got Miami. All of that coming up. Now, I don't want to, you know, spread false hope or anything like that. But if there was a year where 41-41 might be able to keep you out of the play-in or, you know, at worst make you 7th or 8th, it might be this year. So just, you know, kind of hold off on, you know, shoveling dirt on the Hawks' grave. And I'll admit, I thought when Jalen Johnson got knocked out for the year that the Hawks were probably done. So I misread that situation entirely.
I saw your tweet last night, Mike, and basically you were saying the streaks that this team has been on this year.
Crazy, isn't it?
Do you see it continuously going like that throughout the season?
Well, I think so much of it's dependent on schedule.
Okay. Right. I mean, you read off, that's why I was asking you that, because of the opponents that you read off, the closest between 4 and 9, all those different things. Could this team, and you can never be, and nothing's guaranteed, but right. Could you see this team being more consistent like they are now, or is it?
Well, I think if they stay healthy, yes.
Right.
Because now, and, you know, if they stay healthy and your second unit's a lot deeper. And then what happens last night, literally on back-to-back plays,
yeah.
Larry Nance has been playing really well. That looked gnarly. I will tell you, I can tell you, my sources are telling me there is major concern.
It looked really bad.
Major concern about Larry Nance.
Your ankle hit the floor like that?
Yeah, well, which one are we talking about?
Larry Nance, but it looked like he came down on his...
Well, it looked like his leg was locked, and then he banged knees with someone else when his leg was in a locked position. So I can tell you, just my sources are telling me there is very serious concern about Larry Nance. The Krejci thing, I thought that was a really unnecessary foul.
Yeah, like you were never gonna, block that shot.
Completely unnecessary foul.
Yeah.
I think there's some concern not about Veet's back, but about his wrist, what he landed, what he used to catch himself. So I hopefully are going to have Capella coming back at some point. So the Nance thing, you could probably weather that.
So the back spasm was real with Clint.
He did suffer back spasms in a warm up before a game couple weeks ago.
Okay.
I don't know. He did not have an injury designation last night.
Right.
And was in street clothes. So I need an explanation on that. We were not provided one.
Right.
Okay. I really do not know what's going on there. He clearly was not traded. He was listed out with personal reasons. He did not have an injury designation last night, but was in street clothes. So we need to get an answer on that. Hopefully someone will ask. But back to your question about can they stay consistent. Look at what they have coming out of the All-Star break. Home Orlando, home Detroit. Home Miami, road Miami. I mean, if you want to be out of the plane, you got to win all four of those games. And then you host OKC, and you're probably, you know, you'll take what you can get there. You host Memphis after that. That's going to be very tough. So, again, we talk about that roller coaster. Mm-hmm. But then after you jump off that Western Conference two-game roller coaster, Milwaukee, Indiana, Philadelphia, Charlotte, LA Clippers, Brooklyn, Charlotte. You could win all of those if you play the way you played last night and if you can avoid the injury bug. And then you're back home, you play Golden State and Philadelphia, probably have a good chance to win both of those, and then you end the month at Houston, at Miami, at Milwaukee. So, again, there's the roller coaster. You know, you're probably going to struggle in those road games, but you could really make up a lot of ground at home. And the Hawks have played a lot of road games pre-All-Star break. So
that's true.
Just looking at the schedule – you know, barring something really awful, you know, with an injury happening to like a Trey or a Kongu, I think that would be a very bad loss. Or Risacher hitting another brick wall. I mean, Risacher, I think, has been very good the last couple weeks. Barring any of that, I think the Hawks are going to have a chance to be competitive.
Do you think they would have traded DeAndre if Jalen didn't get hurt?
Yes.
Really?
I do. Yeah. I don't sense that Landry Fields and the group that's advising him would have reacted to one player getting hurt for the year and made a move according to that. And I think it's been completely misstated that it was like a fire sale to get rid of DeAndre, or I heard one person on this radio station even say it was a salary dump. That's not true. I don't think that Landry Fields would have changed all the plans because Jalen Johnson got hurt for the year. In fact, I think if anything, you know, it may have changed the equation or the calculus a little bit on what types of pieces he would look to get back. Like maybe a George Niang could have been out of the plans if a DeAndre Hunter was still healthy, or not healthy, excuse me, if a Jalen Johnson were still healthy, as opposed to if he were out. So, but no, I think they probably had in mind months ago.
Because he's playing well.
Because he's playing well.
Yeah,
you know, right. His value is the highest it's ever been.
That's why we brought it up 6 weeks ago.
Cash
like,
out.
Honestly, if you're going to ever get something in return for this guy,
now's the time to cash out.
Mike,
so I don't think it had anything to do with
Mike, has there ever been an all-star in go kick rocks?
I think that may have actually happened a couple years ago when the all-star game was in Atlanta. I don't know if you remember. It was the COVID year.
Right.
Fans couldn't come, or like very few fans were allowed in. I don't want to say the name of the player, but I'm pretty sure there was a situation.
So a guy who made the All-Star team and said, I don't want to be an All-Star?
No. A guy who was not selected, and then there was an injury, and he said, no, I'd rather go to Cancun.
Okay.
I do think that may have happened that year. I don't want to say the name of the player because I want to go back and research and make sure.
Right.
But it is very rare.
Okay.
Steve and I were talking about that last night. Trey's not going to do that. You know, Trey, I think, understands he has an opportunity here to represent the city of Atlanta, represent the Hawks and their fans. He's not going to decline an invitation. Plus, really, when you look back on it a year or two from now, is anyone going to look back at the 2025 All-Star game and remember, oh, yeah, well, Trey was there, but he was an injury replacement? No, I don't think anyone. I think as time passes, no one really cares about that anyway. Trey should have been there anyway.
Yes.
I was unaware of this. Chris Haynes reported it last night that I guess they go back to the coach's vote when they have an injury replacement, and Trey was next in line in the coach's vote.
I did not know that.
That is completely a new revelation to me, but that's what was reported last night.
Hmm.
So, again, you know, I think with all of those factors under consideration, I think Trey would have never thought about skipping this All-Star game if given the opportunity to play in it.
Yeah, I mean, now it's 2 years in a row where it's been the same thing, and he's going to go to both of them.
Yeah.
Wouldn't skipping it also, like, whether it's true or not, if there's some sort of, like, stigma out there that Trey has some sort of, like, attitude or behavioral
wouldn't
problem.
Wouldn't help that stigma.
Wouldn't that make that worse
yeah,
if he was like, out of hell with you guys, I'm not coming anyway?
I really think we're seeing more and more proof that that is a false narrative. And I go back to where the players voted him in all of this. The players, I mean, the player vote, he was in. The fan vote, he was in. It was the media and the coaches vote that had him down a little bit. So I think we can dispense with this notion that the players don't want to play with Trey Young. The vote had him in. So I'm glad he's going. I'm glad he's representing the city of Atlanta. It makes Sunday night a little more interesting now for me. I don't really know if I can commit to watching it or not.
What the format, Mike?
I don't even know.
Yeah, I was kidding. I was like, Mike could know. Like, because it's on a Sunday.
Honest to God.
It's supposed to be three games.
You know what the sad thing is? You know what I care about more? Is Saturday night. I can't wait for the three-point contest.
Mm-hmm.
I actually care more about the three-point contest than the dunk contest.
Yeah.
We can't even find four NBA players to do the dunk contest now.
Look, here's the thing.
So,
they tell us what to care about. Like that's what the whole thing is with all professional leagues.
That's
The NBA players have told us that they don't care about the dunk contest and they don't care about the game. Some of them care a little bit about the three-point contest, and so we follow their lead.
That's right.
Like, no offense to Mac McClung, but like, you know.
He's not an NBA player.
He's not an NBA
player. You know, and look, it's a great story.
You shouldn't be able to win the NBA dunk contest if you're not an NBA player.
Well, I mean, they let Craig Hodges shoot in the three-point contest, and he wasn't on anybody's team.
Oh, he wasn't?
Yeah, you remember that last year, he had like the red, white, and blue.
But he was the defending. And I guess so's Mac.
And he had the red, white, and blue NBA sweatsuit.
I don't remember that.
I will always remember that.
Okay, well, so there's a precedent.
I will always remember that one.
So there's a precedent for a non-NBA player.
I will always remember that Craig Hodges one.
What do you all remember the most about last year's All-Star game? It was Steph Curry against Sabrina
Ionescu.
Yes.
That's what everyone remembered.
Yeah. And apparently there was a rumor they approached Caitlin Clark she said no.
It would have been great.
If it was Caitlin Clark against Steph Curry, we all would have been watching
that. Definitely.
You know? But that's the highlight of the All-Star weekend? That's a problem.
This is not a comment on her, but yes, that's an issue for them.
Yes.
If the best thing they can do is a sideshow in order to get people to get, and she's not, her career is not, but to bring her in and Ionescu last year to do like a one-on-one thing with Steph Curry in a three-point shooting contest, then like, I don't know, man. Like, the NBA players are doing fine, so they don't care about this clearly, and I guess they shouldn't, but like, Shouldn't somebody at some point look in the mirror and be like, damn, what have we done?
It's not
nobody
working.
Nobody yeah. cares about this
but
stuff
they
anymore.
Don't care because...
But then they're like, oh, my mirror cost $4 million, so go blank yourself. I can do whatever I
well,
want.
Well, and the thing is, look, they're selling the thing out. The new TV contract, think it'll be on NBC starting next year in prime time, you know, in the middle of sweeps. So they're happy. I mean, the NBA is getting exactly what they want. They're getting the TV coverage. They're selling it out. It's making money. They've got a bazillion sponsors on it. Players don't have to risk getting hurt. Yeah, look, I can't blame a player. You know,
all those famous dunk contest injuries that derailed everyone's career.
Right. When did that ever happen?
I'm not making concessions on this.
I just don't understand it. Like,
it's what nonsense.
What else is there to do in the dunk contest?
If you go to an NBA game maybe 90 minutes before tip-off.
Yeah, everybody's spinning around doing
dunk
windmills.
Contest
exactly.
Anyway.
Yeah. Exactly.
They're throwing tomahawks and windmills and all that.
Everybody's doing dunk contest dunks.
I don't know. What more needs
it's not
to
cool.
be done? But it's
they
got
to make it cool somehow.
But
I'm
glad Trey's there.
Me too. Good I'm glad you. Trey's there too. All right, Mike, thank you.
Appreciate
it,
Mike.
This hour brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast. PADLYBuys.com. We'll come back. We'll get into an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.